is your place. This is where you'll serve America best. Your future's in the sky. You see, the way the Air Force Reserves feel about it, they're fighting and they're flying for the safety of our people at home, our mothers and fathers and our sisters and brothers. America will have overwhelming superiority in the air.
Okies, welcome back to Refuel Radio. I'm Chief Orwick, and I'm grateful you're here today. This podcast is where we slow down for a moment, breathe, and just talk about what actually matters, our people, our mission, and the things that keep us grounded in the middle of everything going on in the world. Today is a special one. You all know we welcomed a new wing commander, and I'm excited to share this space with him so you can hear his heart and what he wants for our wing. So, Colonel Hutton, thank you for being here, and welcome to Refuel Radio.
Thanks, Chief O. Happy to be here. Happy to be part of the Okies. Since we got here in June, we've had the warmest welcome, and I look forward to leading you guys for the next few years.
Well, we are glad to have you here, sir. As you know, we have airmen spread across every inch of this installation and across 28 different states. They come in for the UTA and they jump right into the mission. What they don't always get a chance is to know more about the leader at the front of the formation. So I'd love to start off simple and just talk about who is Colonel Hutton, what shaped you, and what path brought you to the 507th?
Thanks, Chief. So I was born and raised in Oklahoma and then went off to the Air Force Academy, graduating in 2000, and became an officer. And for 25 years, I served as an active duty pilot, serving as squadron commander, ops group commander, and now obviously wing commander. Our ties here are pretty thick. I mean, we family all over the state, getting to know the family inside the 507th as well. I know I'll probably alienate half the audience by saying that we are proud Oklahoma State fans, as I have two daughters there and a wife that went there. I'm just happy to be here, happy to be part of the Okies. My initial impressions of the wing is great big family. Everybody across all the AFSCs and all organizations work very, very well together. Happy to be here. And they're happy to do the mission. It's just been impressive so far.
Yeah, we're both new this year, and that is one thing that I don't know how you can't feel when you come on this installation and you come over this side of the base, family.
Right.
How that can't resonate, I don't know, but that's all I've seen, lived out day after day here. So, you know, one thing I've learned over the years is that leadership isn't about rank. It's a rhythm, honestly, and everyone has their own way of leading. So how would you describe yours? When people work for you, what do you want them to feel, or what do you want them to know about you?
I see the two things that popped into head as you were saying that, Chief, are empowerment and ownership. I am a huge advocate of pushing decision authority, pushing risk down to the lowest possible level to allow airmen at the point of action, if you will, to do the things they need to do to get the mission done and to take care of the airmen around them. And then secondly, the ownership part. This is their wing. This is their base, if you will. This is their organization. And I want them to take ownership of it and make it what they see it needs to be, or the way they want it to look. And I have found that when you do that, change comes quicker and stays and becomes more permanent. As opposed to dictation from on high. It may happen while you're still in the seat, or it may happen while you're around, but once you're not around anymore, it's kind of back to business as usual, if you will. So, like I said, I'm a huge proponent of pushing decision authority down as low as possible so that we could get the job done the right way the first time.
No, I love that. It's all about leading where you are.
That's right.
Speaking about leading, so as you step into command here, you kind of talked about this, that you know, ownership and family, these are key principles and values for you. What would you like to see the wing lean into under your leadership?
I think the two biggest things, they're really tied together, basically the same thing. It's readiness and then being prepared for the new fight. And to me, readiness is across the board. It starts at the house and it ends with, you know, getting on that aircraft and going downrange and doing the JOB, if you will. Because if you've got issues at home that you're dealing with, whether it's financial or personal, whatever it is, it's very difficult to come to work and do the mission or even be downrange to do the mission because you're focused on the things going on at home. Then you start talking about all the traditional readiness stuff, whether it's CBTs or CBURN training or whatever that may be. And then finally, you get out to knowing the mission of where you're going, what you're doing. And so what I would like to get after is that full spectrum readiness from, like I said, all the way at the house, all the way to, you know, your downrange in your location. But also, you know, we've done CENTCOM for as long as we've been around.
Right.
But we got to start getting ready for the other fights. That's probably where I think we need to start focusing more on is we can go to CENTCOM every day, all day, and we kill that. We need to start looking at what are some of the other threats out there? What are some of the other things we could find our places we could find us going forward and making sure we're ready for that as well.
No, it's certainly looking at readiness, not like a single event
right.
or a single season, but truly making it to be understood as a lifestyle
right.
change.
Right.
And it's one of those things that also, it doesn't just belong to ops and maintenance.
Right.
It's across every AFSC.
Right.
Every airman has their job to be ready. So I love hearing that, you know, readiness is not a checkbox. The way you describe it, it's more about pride. It's mm-hmm. trust. And it's just showing up prepared for truly whatever we may be asked to do tomorrow, because
right.
we don't know where that
right.
might be or when. It's something that I think Okies do take pride in, especially after, you know, some of the engagements that we've had this
mm-hmm.
summer with Midnight Hammer. And we got to welcome home our deployers, and airmen are more and more seeing that as
right.
a true lifestyle event. So, sir, you and I have also talked kind of off mic about the world being loud right now.
Yes.
You know, our airmen and their families are watching what's happening in the headlines and across the world. Some are worried for their families and what it may mean for them personally. So for those airmen that are carrying around this quiet weight, what would you say to them if they were here in front of you?
Well, first thing I would say is back to the readiness question in the same vein here, if you will. This applies to the families.
Yeah.
Right? Because we all go off there at home wondering what's going on. May not have even expected it, because a lot of young families then haven't gone and done this before. Either I joined to go to college, I joined, all the different reasons we joined, that may not be front and center on the minds of those who stay behind. And so again, preparing them for that. And it's, you know, it's hard to do that, but we got to figure out how to do it. We got to figure out how to prepare everybody. And that does include the dependents and the families and friends that we leave behind. But to the ongoing chaos in the world, handle what you can handle. Focus on the things that you control, which is making sure your family's ready, making sure you're ready, making sure you understand generally what's going on so you're not surprised when you get that 72-hour notice. And make sure, like I said, make sure you're getting through the reps and you're getting, so that way when it happens, it's still a shock, but it's not as big of a shock.
Sure.
And you're kind of, you're ready for whatever comes at you. Understanding that all of the leadership from the frontline supervisors all the way up to Secretary of War and the President, they're obviously looking at all of this stuff all the time, and they're going through and making sure down the echelons we're getting the messages out, we're getting everybody ready to know what could be coming. Hopefully, so again, that it's not as big of a surprise when it does happen.
Right. And you and I have talked about part of that being ready is making sure that we're taking care of each other
mm-hmm.
and not going through it alone.
Absolutely.
And you and I have, you know, walked around this wing with all the different holiday parties and such. And we got to see truly how the wing comes together to take care of each other and take moments to pause.
That's
and
right.
just be there for the members, their families,
right.
and build that community so that no airman feels like they have to go through it alone. And
absolutely.
No family member has to feel like they go through it alone. Before we close our episode, are there any parting words that you would like to share with our airmen? Any words of wisdom or catchphrases that you have grown up?
I guess I would just say this. Thank you for the warm welcome. Again, it's been great being home. The Okies have brought us, myself and my family, into this family very quickly, and we couldn't be more happy and proud to be here. do keep looking out for each other, take care of each other. You never know when the moment's going to arise, when somebody's going to really need some help, and you could be that guy, you know, you could be that person. So just be there for them, and keep being the shit hot Okies you are. I mean, I've seen it since we've been here, and it's been impressive. And like I said, the next couple of years look like they're going to be an amazing time.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for joining us today and for giving us a chance to get to know you a little bit better and the heart behind your leadership for this wing. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the work that you do. And remember, this is your podcast. So if you have any questions you want us to tackle or ideas for future episodes, please send them in. We want to hear from you. You can do that through social media engagement or reply directly to the email sent to the Friday before each UTA with the links to that month's episode. Just a reminder, please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you next time on Refuel Radio.
And this war we're fighting today and tomorrow and the next day until we win is a war of the air.